As you head into summer vacation, you may be thinking about home improvement, and you might end up at Home Depot. You know, maybe your sink imploded, maybe the bathroom needs enlarging, maybe the 70s wallpaper in the hall is slowly driving the family mad. NPR's Susan Stone found a woman who goes around to Home Depot stores to create artwork right there in the aisles.
Stephanie Nagorka never met a block she didn't like, and she knows where to find the best supply.
When I come to a Home Depot, I do not announce my arrival. I just slip in, I scope the place out, and I start to work.
Nagorka lives in New Jersey, but she's on a mission to build sculptures in Home Depots in all of the 50 states. So she's agreed to meet us at a store outside Baltimore. It's a rainy day. Stephanie Nagorka walks in and goes straight to the partially covered garden area, where stainless steel shelves reach up to the ceiling, filled with possibility.
I'm in the mood for gray blocks. And on another day, I might very well be attracted to the brick red blocks.
She selects her materials as carefully as a painter chooses her brushes, or discerns between cerulean blue and cobalt blue. Then, she slips on her rawhide gloves.
16 by 16 inch gray stepping stone. That is the one that I think I'm going to work with. So, I'm going to get started.
Nagorka has sculpted with concrete for about 3 years, starting with cinder blocks. And she spends a lot of time in Home Depot selecting materials. When she lost her New York studio about a year and a half ago, she had to get creative and practical.
Rather than saying I don't have a place to work, I actually did have a place to work, and it was right here in the aisle at the Home Depot.
As Nagorka lugs paving stones from shelf to sculpture, the occasional shopper glances curiously our way.
Today it's kind of quiet here. There aren't that many people, so on a busier day, people would tend to stop by. Sometimes I eavesdrop on other conversations.
Home Depot doesn't seem to object to her presence, and sometimes the staff offers to help her. Nagorka politely tells them no. On occasion, they ask her to take the sculpture apart when she's finished. They do frown on her picture-taking, which is forbidden in the store. Stephanie Nagorka usually manages to sweet-talk them, but one time she did get kicked out. Nagorka builds a base by stacking the large paving stones. Blocks are added to the pile. The evolving shape twists and torques and soars.
I'm up now at about chest height with this piece, and at this point I'm testing to see if it is steady.
Big box stores like Home Depot, sometimes jokingly called Home Despot, get accused of homogenizing America's landscape, even as they literally provide the tools to help people leave their own individual mark.
Initially, I too sort of had the thought that, gee, the blocks at Home Depot stocks really affect the look of our landscape. And I didn't like that thought. Through doing this series, I'm sort of subverting that reality and understanding that it's really up to the individual what they do with the materials that are available. Everything doesn't have to look the same.
Nagorka takes some of her inspiration from environmental sculptors like Robert Smithson, whose work Spiral Jetty changed the landscape near the Great Salt Lake in Utah, and Andy Goldsworthy, recent subject of the documentary film Rivers and Tides. These artists work in natural materials, stones, sticks, that end up disappearing back where they came from. So do Nagorka's, with a little help from Home Depot staff.
These blocks that I've used have a history now. So they've been changed because they are part of a sculpture. And once they're put back on the shelf, people will buy them. They take them out to their homes, their gardens, their projects, whatever they're working on. I mean, contractors come here too. So in a sense, my energy's gone out into the landscape around this store through these blocks.
Her project done, she steps back to photograph her work and do one final thing.
I like to name the sculptures after the place I make them. So this one would be Lansdowne, Maryland, 2003.
Then Stephanie Nagorka takes off her gloves and walks out the door into the rain. Susan Stone, NPR News, Home Depot.
To see photos of Lansdowne, Maryland, 2003 in progress and view some of Stephanie Nagorka's other works, visit our website at npr.org.